Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Mem Zayin. Zvachim, daf Mem Zayin, and we are on Mem Vav Mabeis, the last amud of the fourth parak. Just scheduling note, tomorrow night, Bezrat Hashem, will be the daf B'Yinshi related to the daf, and the topic will be summary, overview, and highlights of the first four prakim, which is the first section of the Masechta. So the importance of Chazara, the importance of remembering certain items, and structuring, and crystallizing ideas in our brain. So Bezrat Hashem, that'll be tomorrow night at 9:30. And regular Parsha Shir on Bezrat Hashem Wednesday night. Okay, so we are on Mem Vav Amid Bey. So we just had the Mishnah that we have mentioned, could have started off the Masechta, but instead it is put here at the end of the first section of the Masechta, the six things that the Kohen has to be thinking about while he brings the carbon. He has to think of the right carbon, the right person, to Hashem, to be burned on the Mizbeach, Reach, Nichoach, and L'shem Chet, if it's Baal Chet. And the Gemara went into each one, what does each one of these thoughts exclude? Right, the right carbon, a different carbon. A fire, excluding that you shouldn't roast it before it goes up on the Mizbeach. Nichoach, you should bring Nachas Ruach to Hashem. And Lashem, Lumisha Amar, Vahaya Ha'olam. And the last halacha that we quoted was the day of Rav. Rav Yehuda quoted his Rebbe, the name of Rav. Rav Yehuda learned by Rav and Shmuel. So here he's quoting Rav, that a chatas that you shechted L'shem Ola is possible. Even though if you shechted it L'shem Chulin, it is kasha. That's what we got up there. Just one source that I wanted to mention yesterday that I did not get to mention. It's a source that we've mentioned many times in the past, but never in this context. It's the No Debi Yehuda's Tshuva about L'Shem Yichud. Right? When the No Debi Yehuda has a famous Tshuva in Yerodeya, in Simon Sadeh Gimel, about the, in his view, the inappropriateness of saying L'Shem Yichud before one does a mitzvah. Because he says, what do you mean L'Shem Yichud? Just say the bracha. That's all you have to say. And you have to say a whole paragraph, a Kabbalistic paragraph. The Rebbe Yehuda says, somebody asked him, I don't know who the Shoal was, somebody asked him, what's the proper nusach of L'Shem Yichud? That was the question. So he says, I don't know why you're asking me about the proper nusach. Ask me whether you should say it at all or not. Every earlier generation, they were amel b'torah mitzvahs, hakol al piyatorv al piyaposkim, asher devreim novim b'kar chayim. They were wonderful generations earlier. Avu b'dareinu azeh, ki azvu as toras Hashem, u'makar mayim chayim, shnei talmudim bavli v'rushalmi, lachsov lahem boros nishbarim, u'misnasim barum levavam, kol echad omer anochi haroeh. Very strong lashon. Veli niftachu shari shemayim ubaavuri haolam miskayim Elohim machrivei hador. There are many people out there that take the mantle of Torah, says the Rabbi Yehuda, even though they're not deserving of it. V'aladar hayasam hazeh, and here's his famous line about this generation. I say yisharim darchi Hashem tzadikim yelchubam v'chasidim yikashlubam. He changes the pasuk. Changes the pasuk from uposhim mikashlubam. V'harbe holi ludaber bazeh, aval kashem shemitzvah lomar davar anishva, kach mitzvah shalo lomar davar she'enu nishva. V'hashem yirachim aleinu. That's his first paragraph. Then he goes in that you shouldn't say the Shem Yichud because just say the bracha. And if there's no bracha, just say, I'm doing this because Hashem told me to. That's all you have to say. But in that context, there are other tshuvas, I'm just quoting this one, there are other achrodim that say, you should say L'Shem Yichud, and it helps get you in the mood for the mitzvah. We're not paskening now, we're just saying what the No Debi Yehuda says. There's a minhag of Klal Yisrael to say L'Shem Yichud by certain mitzvos, by tefillin, even if you don't want to say the first line, just say Hinni Mechavit, skip the first line. By tefillin, by Sfir Saomer, sometimes by the Haggadahs, and many Haggadahs to say Hinni Mechrim Zumans. So certain mitzvahs had mazel, certain mitzvahs didn't have mazel, according to the Nodabi Yehuda. But in the context of the halachic discussion of it, he quotes our Gemara. He says, what do you need special kavana for? We know that kachim are lishma omedes. It stands lishma, and therefore, even if you didn't have proper kavana, Rabbi Yossi right here, even if you didn't have proper kavana, it's lishma anyway. Right? What else are you doing a mitzvah for? The imkain, ani omer mimakam shevi raim misham istira tahari mechalek sham on zvachim yet early dafes ben isha lakachim the isha stam alav legerishin omedes v'lakach zarach sheyomer befet. Right, you have to say, this is lishma, this get. Ubikachim, lahachi sasman kshirin, staman kshirin, lafisha staman lishma nomdin. Vim kain, mitzvah shalanu, kachim ninu, kachi gavoa. the stama lishman omdin. And therefore, what do we need l'shem yichud for? Right, stama lishma when it comes to mitzvahs. Okay.
By kashrus, that's tnai bezdin.
But earlier we said, even back on that vase, we didn't quote that tnai bezdin. And what does tnai bezdin mean? It means it's built into the carbon. So you can say that tnai bezdin works for all mitzvahs, any holy act as well. That's what he would extend it. Okay, that's another behuda relating to this issue of Rabbi Yossi and Lishma, and now we get back to our discussion. So Rabbi Yehuda quoted in the name of Rav that if a shechta karban l'shem ola, it's pasul. L'shem chulin is kasher because it's based on a pasuk. So asks the Gemara, Masav Rabba Amar of Yossi, our Mishnah said, even though someone didn't have any of these in mind, these six thoughts, kasher. Shehu tnai bezdin. As long as he wasn't thinking of any of these, it is a tnai bezdin. Taima shaloh haya b'libo klal. This is only if he didn't have anything in mind. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. If he didn't have any mikol elu, then it's kosher. Ha haya belibo l'shem chulin pasul. Mashma that if he did have something else in mind, he had chulin in mind, it would be pasul. Isn't that the appropriate diak? Right? Nothing neutral is kosher. Chulin is pasul. So that would be against Rav. So Rav says no. Amalei abaya dilma lo haya klal kosher umaratza. Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah, if you weren't thinking anything else, just stoma, that would be kosher, and it would be maratza for the owner, and it would count for the owner, it would bring kapara for the owner. Ha haya baliba l'shem chulin, kosher ve'eino maratza. But if it's l'shem chulin, it would be kosher, but it would not be maratza. That would be the diak of the Mishnah, but not against Rav, that it would be pasul. Right? It's not a kasha that you should say it's against Rav. The Achronim here discuss, how could you say that an animal shechtel l'shem chulin is kosher? Doesn't shechita take a part in being makadish the animal? We had earlier in the Masechta, hopefully we'll talk more about it tomorrow night, a little bit, that klishares sakin moshchasan l'mashahein, we had that lashon back in the first parak, that it's the knife of the shechita that takes part in sanctifying the animal. So if you think this is, if you're doing this l'shem chulin, so how could you say that this is going to be kosher? How can you suggest that? It's a question of the Achronim. So says the Arsameach. What does the Arsameach talk about this? Not in Hilchis Kachim, Sefer Avodah. He talks about this in Hilchis Mikvos. What's he doing in Hilchis Mikvos? Because the first parak, the Rambam writes in Hilchis Mikvos, he has about 10 pages here on this halacha, the Rambam talks about the Kavana for Tevila. Kol ha-tovel, tzarech l'iskavein l'tfila. When a person goes to the mikveh, yet have kavana. V'im lo niskavein, also lo tfila l'chulin. Afilu nida she'tavla, below kavana. Go'n she'nafla, say a woman just falls into the mikveh without knowing, or gets pushed into the mikveh. Ha'reza muteris l'bayla. So as long as it's for chulin, it is enough. But for kachim, it wouldn't be enough. Right, it's only l'chulin, and for taris maybe. So there, in that context, the Rambam talks all about kavana in different aspects, and he asks this kasha. He says, "O nisbonein, eich amru nish b'shacha l'shem chulin kishera, kiven desakin makadish leiladam." Umizeh hochiach rabbanan, and we're going to see this tosas Be'ez Hashem in a couple of minutes. That there are some rishonim that say, you know, what you learn from this halacha that you don't need to do shchita with a klisharis. We'll talk about that. It's the first tosas in the next parak. V'kiven tekaimel at the klisharis yemakadish leiladas. So the Arsameach doesn't believe it. Why should it be? So, says the Arsameach, v'tzarech lidchok, you have to push in the answer, the kivan sheyodeh shehu kodesh, since he knows it's a karban, we'll see in a minute, if he doesn't even know it's a karban, then that's not a kodesh. But if he knows it's a karban, the yodah shemes asik ba-kodesh, sulu havi mikri kavana la-kodesh, u-mikri das. It's enough. As long as he knows it's a karban, even if he's thinking l'shem chulin, knowing it's a karban is enough. U'masha shochei l'shem chulin, kiven di'i efshar liyo shchitas behemas kachim l'chulin. It's impossible. If it's a karban, then you can't shecht it l'chulin. It's kodesh inherently. U'komo dekaru la, like we learned back on Daf Gimel, the lav mina v'lo machrba, havikamaflik b'dvarim, ve'ein ze dvarim klal, v'avikiddush b'das. Okay, so he says that it's, I'm throwing up my hands, but you have to say something like, since he knows it's a karban, even though he's doing a l'shem chulin, it's good enough. Aval hadam yishum chulin, but if you don't know it's a karban, then that's even worse, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute. Okay, that's the Arsameach trying to come up with a suggestion. Okay, says the Gemara, continuing. Where are we? Second to last line. Amr Rabbi Elazar. Chata sheshachta l'shem chulin kishera mishum chulin pesula. This is the line he was referring to. If I shech l'chatas, then I know it's a chatas. But I did it l'shem chulin, that's kosher. Mishum chulin, if I think it is a chulin animal, and I shecht it, right, you cannot make this mistake by birds. Because by birds, there's a different act that you do. Right, by birds, you have to do malika, as we spoke a few days ago, malika by karbanis, and shchita by animals. So you're not going to get mixed up. If you did the wrong act, then you're going to pass on the carbon. It's a nevela. But here, shchita is the same exact animal, same exact act. Remember we had back in the first parak, shchita lava vodahi. Different Rishonim talk about why that is. One of the Rishonim said, you know why shchita lava vodahi? Because it's the same act in chulin and kachim. So Tosis quoted that day up. So Mishum Chulin. So if you're doing the same exact act and you really think it's a Chulin animal, but let's say you're doing it inside the Azara, because if you're doing it outside the Azara, it's going to passel anyway. Shchute Chutz. But let's say you're doing it in the Azara. Psula is passel. Kidibo Aminei Shmuel Mirafuna. And this relates to the question that Shmuel asked from Rafuna, Minayin Lemisasik Bekachim Shehu Pasul. How do I know that somebody who is involved, Misasik Bekachim, I don't know what I'm doing. Misasik comes up in various contexts. Comes up Misasik Beshabbos. Comes up Misasik Bechalavim Varayos. We had, you don't realize you're involved in an Aveira. So Misasik here, you don't realize that you're involved in a mitzvah of Shchitas Kachim, Bekachim Shehu Pasul. If I'm misasik, but kachim, it's pasul. That's what I'm doing when I shecht an animal and I think it's chulin. Shen ne'emar, as the pasuk says, v'shochad es ben ha'bakar lefnei Hashem. You have to shecht the ben ha'bakar in front of Hashem, beginning of a yikra, ad shetihye shchita l'shem ben bakar. The shchita has to be l'shem the ben bakar, l'shem the carbon. Right? That is the halacha of misasik b'kachim. Says the Gemara, Amar le zubi adenu hi. Fine, we know the halacha, this halacha, but that proved that it might just be a lachadchila. La'akiv minayin. How do I know it's even li'ikuva? As we know by kachim, shana hakasav la'akiv. Amar le, lert son chem tizbachuhu, l'daitachem zavichu. Shecht it l'das with proper intention. So that's how you know there's halacha of misasik that is even li'ikuva. So L'shem Chulin means, just like a Kohen does any other problematic thought on purpose, see, he's also doing it on purpose, right? Just like he gets to think Shalol L'shma and Pigol, and so that's also, this is a problematic thought, but the halacha is it does not.
What is the thought?
It does not ruin it. He thinks, I'm not doing this at all. Well, you know what? Let's wait a minute. Because the Gemara calls this, if you don't know it's a karbon and you shecht it l'shem chulin, so then that's called misasik. So what's that thought? Because let's say anything above that thought could be in the other context that you know it's a karbon. That's a machlokas Rashi and Tosas. Rashi, not here. Rashi in Maseches Chulin, Tosas quotes it here. Rashi in Chulin says, what does it mean misasik? It means I'm juggling with knives. I'm juggling with knives, and all of a sudden the knife flies out of my hand and goes onto an animal and does a perfect shchita, and that's misasik. Meaning, I don't even have kavana for the maisa. That's misasik, according to Rashi. Misasik b'kachim. And that, the Gemara compares to a case where I am shechting an animal, which is a karbon, but I have no idea it's a karbon. I think it's a chulin animal, and I shecht it. The Gemara compares that to, that's a case of misasik. That's what Tosa says, second line. Misasik b'sakino lagbiho b'zarko. So Tosfos does not like that pshat. V'kasha, t'kia gavna, filo b'chulin pasul, l'rabbanan. There are some shitas that even shchitas chulin, that would be pasul. To do an act of shchita, you have to do it with koach gavra. You have to do that with kavana. Right? Koach gavra comes up by shchita, comes up by ritzicha, comes up by netilas yadayim, comes up in various contexts, but the Gemara says, if you don't even have kavana for the act, that's even less than misasik. That's a worse misasik, which would be a problem even in chulin animals and not only in carbonous animals. So therefore, Tosfos argues and Tosfos says, no, you have kavana to do the act. You don't have kavana for shchita though. Let's say you think you're just killing an animal. You don't have kavana for the mitzvah of shchita. That's what misasik is, says Tosfos. He says this a couple lines later. Venera, fifth to last line. V'hai misasik dekachim, hainu miskavin lachaticha simanim. V'lo l'shem zvicha, debechulin kasher ubekachim pasul. Right, that's the case. Misasik bekachim is pasul. What's the case in parallel chulin ubekachim? You have kavanah to do the act.
I don't know. I thought I'm just having fun. I'm having fun. I'm killing this animal in a way that's not painful for it. I'm going to kill it right away. But that's Tosfos. That's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. In the case. So it's, either way, it's interesting, especially according to Rashi. The Gemara compares the case of, I'm doing an act of Shechita, but I have no idea this is a Karban. And I shecht it l'shem chulin. So that's just like Mezasek. The kavan, the fact that the Gemara is comparing it seems to tell us that the kavan of knowing that this is a karban is so integral to the act that I'm doing that if I don't realize that I'm involved in a karban, so it's as if I didn't even have kavanah for the act. It's such an integral ingredient for the act. That's what you have to say for the fact that the Gemara compares them. In fact, you have that dimyon. If this is true, then getting back, David, to your question, and that is l'shem chulin. You go one step down. One step down. I know this is a carbon animal, but I have kavana that I'm only doing the mitzvah of shechita to a chulin animal. I'm not doing an avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm not even doing a low-level avoda that's kshir bizarre. I think I'm just doing regular, or I have kavana that I'm only doing regular shechita chulin. But again, I have kavana for the act. It's the same exact act in both cases. But there's no Kabbalah Saddam based on the Shechita, but that's the discussion. There's a machlokas whether this principle of Misasik B'Kachim applies to the other three Avodos as well, or only to Shechita. That is a big machlokas in the Achronim. The Rishonim also started off, but the Achronim also. The Achiezer of Chaim Ozer in Chelek Bey Simon Dalid has a tshuva where he's trying to answer stiras between different Gemaras, and he suggests to answer all the stiras, Shechita versus other Avodos. Dafka Shechita has a psalm Misasik. Misasik is possible. The other avodos, if I don't know what I'm doing, it's kosher. So that's fascinating. We have to talk about this when we have a shiur about shechita, hopefully within the next couple weeks. Shechita is the lowest level avoda. It's kshir bizarre, and that's the avoda that has a psul of misasik, but it might be its weakness is its strength. Its strength is its weakness. What does that mean? It might be because this is the transitionary avoda. Because it's so weak, you gotta strengthen it with your kavana to make it into an avoda. The other ones, inherently, Kabbalah Saddam, it's like Stamma L'Shma. Shechita maybe isn't Stamma L'Shma, because it's Kshir Bazar, because it's parallel in Chulitz. That's why maybe you need more by Shechita, ironically, than you need by the other Avodos. So that's possible, that's according to those Rishonim. Other Achronim, the Chazon Ish writes, Beferish, that like those Rishonim say, no, Misasik is a problem by all the Dalet Avodos, not just by Shechita. Okay. No, that's Havas Chulun Lazara. Right, so maybe, unless it's in the Ezra's Nashim. In the Ezra's Havas Chulun Lazara, I think the only Yisr is within the Azara Mamish. Meaning any place where you can shecht a carbon, and you don't, you shecht a chulun animal there, that's where the problem is.
Okay, so what exactly is this? When we say he has Mishum Chulun, because it's not...
Right, Mishum Chulun, right, so what's the case? Right, he thinks it's a chulun animal, so it's... He's, I think, well, Al Tashchud Echutz is a Chiv Karis. We're going to learn about that in the second to last parak in this Masechta. If you have us Chulun Lazara, it's not as much of a problem as Shchut Echutz, but you're right. Where is the case? This guy's on Mars. I don't know. He's just not, he's in his own world. Because Mimonavshach, wherever he is, he should know what kind of animal he's doing.
And he got dressed in the morning.
Right, Big Day Kahuna, right, or else that would let's say he got mixed up. He's thinking, it's his own animal. He's like, oh, I'm going to have this for supper tonight. And then he's in the Beis HaMikdash. He thought he brought two animals, and he shot to the wrong one, let's say. Let's say he wanted to hold it. Maybe that's the case. Yes, he brought two animals. He's just holding his animal in the Beis HaMikdash just to bring home tonight. He doesn't want to leave it outside. It's going to get stolen. He's going to put it next to the Beis HaMokad where he stayed overnight. But that's you got to come up with some type of mitzias where he messed up. Okay, says the Gemara. She'ein ha-machshava holachas ela achar ha-oved. The Mishnah quoted a line at the end, Rabbi Yossi's last line, that the machshava, who's the one, the important thinker in the avodas, it's the kohen, the oved. So, masnisa delokiai tana, the Mishnah is not like the following tana, ditanya, the Brisa says, Amma Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi says, Shamati, shabayla mefaglin, I have heard that even the bailim could create pigol. Even if the owner thinks that I'm going to eat this la'achar zmano, if the owner thinks that that shvicha shirayim should be done la'achar zmano, whatever it is, the bailim can also create pigol. Amarava, my time at the Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Yossi, what's his reason? The amakra v'hikriv hamakriv. Because it says v'hikriv, we're talking about the owner, hamakriv. So he calls him the makriv. So the makriv is also the one who's doing the avodas. Therefore, the hikriv, hamakriv, he brings the karban. You know, let's try to finish first and then continue a little more. And then we'll talk about the famous kasha that is on this line. Okay, first, let's continue first. Amar Abaya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Kulhu Sfir Lahu, Zeh Mechashe, Vizeh Obed Havi Makshava. All these three people, which we've only had one of them so far, think that a thought in a certain context, when the person himself is not doing the act, one person thinks, one person acts, that's good enough. That's good enough. So where do we have those? So Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Hadamran. So number one is right here. Elazar Rabbi Yossi says the owner could think pigel, the Kohen's doing the avoda, and that thought could transfer over and mess up the carbon. Right, so that is number one, where we see it. Number two, Rabbi Eliezer, what does Rabbi Eliezer say it? He says it in Chulin. Let's say a Jew is doing shechita for a goy's animal. So what's the halacha? For a goy to do shechita for a Jew's animal, that's shechita psula. Machlokas, but the source is, but we paskin that shechita is pasul. Shechita's akum. But what if a Jew is doing shechita for a guy's animal? Shechitaso kishera. The Tanakhama said, that's fine. The shechita is kosher. Rabbi Eliezer posts, Rabbi Eliezer says, pasul, why? As Rashi quotes here, because stam machshev etzov v'kochavim l'avodah zara. And therefore we have to assume he's thinking l'shem avodah zara, even though the guy's thinking and the Jew shechting, that is good enough. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, third context, where do we see this? Ditznan, because the Mishnah says, or Ditanya, that's a Braisa, Klal Amar Shimon ben Elazar, in Hilchos Shabbos, Kol Shein Kosher L'Hatzniyah Vein Matzniyin Kamohu. Remember, in Shabbos, most of them, about half of the Masechta is about the Malach of Hotza'ah. And the Mishnahis go through every single object, what's the shear for Hotza'ah. So the Mishnah, the source says, Kol Shein Kosher L'Hatzniyah, if something is usually not normally kept, it's not put away, it's not the type of item that most people keep. Ve'ein matzniyin kamahu, or this shear is such a tiny amount of an item, people don't usually save this type of item. Hochsher lazeh v'hitzniyu, let's say one guy wanted to keep it, and he put it away, and he was machshiv that item, uba acher v'hotziyu, and then somebody else came along and was motzi that tiny little item that most people do not treat as a davar chashav, but this one person did. Nischayev zeh b'machshava shel zeh. The one who is motzi will be chayev based on the machshava of the previous person. The other person was achshavei, gave it significance, and this first person that the motzi will be chayev. So all these three contexts. When it comes to karbanos, pigol, when it comes to avodah zara, when it comes to Shabbos, by all three, we have one person thinking and the other person acting. So the Gemara says, Travayhu, does each one of these people, misvara, would we say they hold of each other? That's the rest of the parak. So Travayhu is the Hudra Blazer Rabbi Yossi. Everybody, the other two, would agree to Rabbi Blazer Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. Why? In our context, Hashta Bachutz Amrinan, Bifnim Mivoy, if you say that Bachutz, it works. So Bifnim Mivoy, Bifnim, which has such high, delicate standards, right? And the Iker idea of having Machshava on something, says Rashi, is in Karbanis. Machshava plays such a role by Karbanis. Surely they would say that the Machshava creates problems here. So the other two would for sure hold of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, less lud de Travayu. But the opposite maybe wouldn't be true. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, who says Machshava of A could be cause problems for Maisa of B, would not say it elsewhere. Why? Dilma bifnimhu de amrinan, bachuz lo amrinan. Maybe he only says it bifnim, by Karbanis, where Machshava plays a central role in Avoda. But by the other two contexts, by Avoda Zara and Shabbos, maybe it's not as clear. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and what are the other two? Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Islay de Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who says it by Avoda Zara, who says it by Shabbos, would for sure say it by Avodah Zarah. Why? Hashta b'Shabbos amrinan, b'Avodah Kochavim ibay. If he says it by Shabbos, surely he would say it by Avodah Zarah. Why? Because Avodah Zarah is compared to Avodah. Avodah's Chutz is compared to Avodah's Pnim. Right? We learned in Sanhedrin as well. Right? The Dalet Avodos of a Karban is what you're chayev for Avodah Zarah, even if it's not the normal way of worshipping that idol, right, or related to that. So, if you say it by Shabbos, you'd surely say it by Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Elazar, less later Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Eliezer, who says it by Avodah Zarah might not say it by Shabbos. Why? Dilma b'avodas kachavim hu da'amart ke'ein bifnim. Maybe by Avodah Zarah is different because it's similar. Avodah Zarah is compared to Avodah, which is all about machshava. Avodah Shabbos, melechas machshaves asra Torah. But on Shabbos, melechas machshaves asra Torah, it's the highest standard. Machshava definitely plays a role by Shabbos. But machshava means, in most contexts, not all, but in most contexts, melechas machshaves means you're more mako when it comes to Shabbos, because Shabbos is a very high standard. What is defined as a melacha? Because it's learned out from the pasuk in Vayakel. Meleches Machshavas, which Unkelus translates as Meleches Umanvan. It has to be thought out, artisan, expert work. And therefore, if you're missing any type of Machshava, any problem in the Machshava, it's going to passel it. So we mentioned many times, there are many, many sources. Meleches Machshavas is the basis, according to various Rishonim, for Dovr Shinim Eskavim, Meleches Shinim Eskavim, Lagufa, Mitzasim, Makalkal, Shinui, Grama, and others. That, Shnaim Shesa'uhu, other bases that could be Shnaim Shesu, but others that might be a form of Shinui, which might be based on Melechas Machshavas. But again, most of the time it's Lakula. There are one or two places where Melechas Machshavas becomes a Chumra, one time in Baba Kama, and elsewhere. But most of the time it is a Kula, as it would be here. Okay? Adron Lach Vaishamai. But not really. Going back to Rabbi Lazar of Yossi Shita. So Lazar of Yossi says that the owner could be Mefagel Karban. So this is it. I said today's Rabbi Yosef Engel Day here in Dafyomi land. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole sefer called Gvura Shmonim, where he asks Akasha and he gives 80 answers. That's why he named the sefer Gvura Shmonim. I saw quoted yesterday in one of these Dafyomi sheets that his Talmidim said he had really more than 80 answers, but he wanted to name the sefer Gvura Shmonim. He liked the name, so he only gave 80 answers. He kept the other ones to himself. But that's Gvura Shmonim. He has another sefer in the same sefer, Ayin Padam LaTorah. Another question with 70 answers, right? So we'll get up to that later on. It's in, that's not here. But this one is in Zvachim. In the other one was in Psachim. We might have mentioned it. Okay, what's the kasha? The kasha is, if, according to Reb Lazar Reb Yossi, that Bailun can be Mefagel, so every Isha Sota would think Pigol as his carbon being brought, and there'll never be a woman that will be drink the waters, every carbon will become Pasul. That's the kasha. How do we get at it? How does an Isha Sota ever be, if she knows this halacha, okay, don't tell her the halacha, but if she knows this halacha, at least in Lomdis, so how could an Isha Sota ever be a carbon? So all the Achronim, they all give answers. Most of them are given by Rabbi Yosef Engel here, but some of them are from early, some of them are from later. Just to start off, just mention a couple of them. One is a Deacon Rashi, right here. Rashi says, third Rashi on the Amud, Shamati Shabayla Mefaglin, Ba'avodes HaKohen, Imkibo HaKohen, Bishtika. If the Kohen doesn't think about anything, then the woman is, then the owner could think something. Mashma, if the Kohen is not Bishtika, if the Kohen is screaming, L'shem Karban Kshera, the Kohen's screaming something, so that could override any type of machshava of the owner. One answer. The other, again, I'll just read you a couple of them. Number one, what's number one? Number one is that the whole idea that a Kohen or anyone could have a machshava that's going to cause problems is a chiddush, because ein adam osir davar sheinu shelo. Once I'm makdish a karban, it's not mine. So how does the Kohen overcome that? Because various some Rishonim say if you do a maisa on something, so then that overcomes. If you do a maisa on something, Masha posel haynu bishem sheosa maisa ha'akrava val yidei maisa adam osir davar sheinu shelo ulefi zeh. When does we say that the bailim can be mefagel? That's only by karbanos that are yours. Maybe by kachay kalim. Some of that, according to Rabbi Yossi Eglili, according to some of the Rishonim, that is yours. So it is karban minchas kachay kachim. Nobody says that's yours. Nobody says that's yours, therefore that she wouldn't be able to do it. Or maybe it's only if they're doing a maisa, and therefore it only applies by shchita. That maybe that's his shchita is limited. Shemati shebailim mefaglim, only if the bailim are doing shchita, and therefore they can be mefagel during the shchita. There's no shchita when it comes to a karban mincha. And therefore there's nothing to talk about. So again, these are some of the other answers. Others, a common answer given by Achronim is that maybe the only way that the bailim could be mefagel or any thought could be a problem is if they're in the azara. What, if somebody's at home, they could think something? It's only if they're in the Azara, Bailam Mefaglin. So the Bailam could be in the Azara, but they make sure the Isha Sota is not in the Azara. That's the way they protect that it would be kosher. Again, there are very other answers given. It's amazing. It's amazing. Odi Shlomo, I'll read you answer number three. The Sfirle. Actually, no, I won't read that one. take a little bit long, but let's go to answer 80. Right, figure, what's his last answer given? So answer 80. What is answer 80? Pay. He says, Oh Yishlom, Lefi Mashikasav, Kama Poskim. De'ein Roy Labailum Lefagel Kivet Akar Mishal Gavoa. Many answers start off this way. Really? The owner should not be able to do it because Ein Adam Oser Davar Shein Shalo. That's Aleph Aleph Dalet Shin Aleph Shin. Ever see that abbreviation? Ein Adam Oser Davar Shein Shalo. He says, but Mashenkin Bailam, Dein Osem Maisa Ein Lom Lefagel. The Bailam shouldn't be able to be Mefagel. I rocked it Tzorach Lomer, the Sphere of the Ben Yaakov, Commander Omer Bechulin. It must be that this Shita holds like the Manda Omer in Chulin. The carbon Chashiv Shelo, the Kivan de Kani Leila Kapara Kididei Dami. What must this opinion hold that the Bailam could do it? Because the owner is getting kapara from the carbon, it is connected to the person. It's like mine because I'm getting kapara. What's the purpose of a carbon of an Isha Sota? Is it to bring kapara? No. That we had earlier. It's levarer avon asya. It's just to clear up what happened. And you know what, says Rabbi Yosef Engel? Are we clearing it up for her? She knows exactly what happened. We're not clearing it up for her. We're only clearing it up for us. We're clearing it up for the Kohanim, for the Bezdin. So this carbon is doing nothing for her. It's not bringing her kapara, and it's not even being mevarer avon, because she knows exactly what happened. So it's only mevarer for us, and therefore it is not connected to her, and ain't on the Beidisha Soda will not be there to be mefagel. Ain't on the most of the Avashin Shalom. V'yim zimsa, v'yalzeh ba'amin chalavare, masura lo bevadei, omuteres lo bevadei, abo sota hari mevura adavar etzlo, v'yim zinsa, asur lo agamata la ba'al mimenu, bevadei, v'gam overes bevadei, alifnei iver, im tiba el b'masha machshel ososo b'isra b'yasota, t'yodas asura gam lovadei, v'yalkein shabra v'yimin chadavar shin shalom, kivan de gufer shal gavoa, upulas agamke nena avura, and he ends off, Vizet Pashut Vakarav Emes. Bisyata Dishmaya. So I don't know if he only liked answer number 80. I don't know if he said that at the end of any of the other answers. He quotes Vidok by some of the other answers. Oh, the previous one. Vahu Nachonhu Bisvar Bisyata Dishmaya. Okay, so he likes a bunch of the answers. But that is Gvura Shmonim. It's only one day during Dafyomi that we could really lack right? The real makar for that question. Right here. It's Gvura Shmonim Day. Okay. Viter. So this cakes us concludes the first section of our Masechta, as we'll talk about it from tomorrow night in our summary review and highlights of the first four prakim. But this is the first section where we talk about problematic thoughts. Next two prakim are about the karbanis themselves, describing the karbanis themselves and the different avodas by the karbanis. Eizel makom shel zvachim. What is the place of Zvachim? What's the place of Zvachim? So very famous. We say Ezel Makoman in the morning. Tosas quotes already in Masechta Sanhedrin. We say Ezel Makoman in the morning. Why? Because we have to say a little bit of Torah, a little bit of Mishnah, a little bit of Gemara. So Rabbi Shmuel is our Gemara. It's a Brisa. Ezel Makoman is our Mishnah. Why, out of the 524 Prakim in Shas Mishnayos, why do we pick Ezel Makoman? So the Rishonim, the Ra'ah, says, the Beis Yosef quotes it, and the Ritva quotes this in Avodah Zarah Daf Yates. It's the only Masechta in Shas without a Machlokas. It's the only Masechta in Shas without a Machlokas. So that is why we want to start off the day in the morning without a Machlokas. So that's why we start off with Zema Koman. The Rishonim point out, the Ritva points out, when he quotes this, it doesn't mean that we hold like everything. There are Machloksim. Right? It says there that the Karban Pesach was only till Chatzos. Some Rishonim say it's the whole night. So it's not that we hold like every day, but there's no Machlokas recorded in Ezel Makoman. And that is why the minhag is to say that parak. If you look in Rapinkas, we don't have to do it, in his Siddur HaTfilah, he talks about the unique quality of Ezel Makoman. What does it mean in Machlokas? Start off the day with Shalom. What's the Machlokas? It would be a Machamta Shal Torah. What's so bad about a Machlokas? We're not talking about Machlokas Korach Vadaso. We're talking about Shammai V'Hillel here. Right? So, but that's Afal Pikein. There's a message of starting off with Shalom. Ezel Makoman. What is the Makar for Zvachim? Kachim kachim shechitatam batzafon. So kachim kachim has to have shechita on the north side of the mizbeach. We already had. What does north mean? Does it mean due north? Does it mean due north and even northwest, or even northeast? We have three shechitas already. Came up twice in the masechta. Par v'soshi yom kippurin, the par in the seer of Yom Kippur, shechitatam batzafon. Its shechita is in the north. The kibbol daman bechlisharis batzafon, and its kabbalas adam is done with the klisharis in the north. How do you know that? Rashi quotes third medium line, because by Har Sinai it says by yasem ba'aganos, they caught it in the special kalim in the end of Mishpatim when Har Sinai is reiterated. So, Kibol Dama Bechlishar. It's V'dama Don Hazaya Al Ben Abadim, and its blood needs Hazaya by the Par and the Sar of Yom Kippur, between the Badim, by the Aron, V'Ala Paroches, and right outside the Kodesh Kodash of Yom Mizbech Hazav, and on the Mizbech, when we spoke about this a couple of days ago, I think it was 43 Zrikas. Matana Achas Man Miyakavis. And even one Matan is Ma'akiv. If you don't do all of the Matanis, then the carbon does not work. Shiari Hadam Ma'ishova Reison Ma'arabi Shemazbech Achizon. The Shiari Hadam, the leftover blood, will be poured down a hole on the Yisod of the Mizbech Achizon. V'imlonasan Lo'ikiv, but the Mishtana Paskins here that Shvicha Shirayim, even of the Chatos Primios, is not Me'akiv. So we know the Yisod of the Mizbeach went fully on the north side and fully on the west side, but it only went a little bit on the other sides because the Mizbeach could not have, the Mizbeach could not have a Yisod on the southeast side because it had to be totally in the Chelek of Binyamin. And therefore the Binyamin Yehuda border was right there, so that's why there was no Yisod on the southeast corner. Next, Par Manasrafim Masir Manasrafim. What about the Par Manasrafim? That's the Par Harlem Davar, where the Parim that are burned outside the Beis Hamikdash, the Par Kohen Gadol. Usir Manasrafim, that's the Seir on Yom Kippur and the Seir of Avodah Zarah. Shechitasan Batsafon. Also, the Shechit is in the north. The Kibbol Dama Bechlisharis Batsafon. V'damadan Azaya Ala Paroches V'al Mizbach Azav. Right, these don't go into the Kodesh Kodashim. And Matana Achas Man Miyakaves. Even one Matana of these is Ma'akev. Shiare Hadam Ma'yishov Ha'chison Ma'aravi Shemazbeach Ha'chison. The leftover dam is also poured on the west Yisod, meaning not on the south Yisod, not on the south side of the southwest corner, but on the west side of the southwest corner. Again, this Tana holds that Shvicha Shirayim is not Ma'akev even for Chatos Pnimios. Elu va'elu, both of these groups, Nisrafin Abeis Hadashin. All of these parim that are burned outside the Beis HaMikdash, they're burned in the Beis HaDashin, the same place where you take out the Deshen 2. Important Tosfos, this first Tosfos here in the in Perek. Tosfos is Midayik, okay, something that we'll talk about hopefully in our Shechita Shir. What does the Mishnah say? It says, Shechita is Betzafon, and Kabbalah is Betzafon with a Klisharis. So specifically left out is, what about Shechita with a Klisharis? It doesn't say Shechita with a Klisharis in the Tzafon, and Kabbalah with a Klisharis in the Tzafon. It just says Shechita in the Tzafon, and Kabbalah with a Klisharis in the Tzafon. So Tosfos is Medayek, Rabbeinu Ephraim, Hayim Medaktik Mikan, Delo Ba'inan, Shechita as in, B'Shechita Sakin Klisharis. The big Shaila, do you need a knife when you do shchitas kachim? Do you need a sanctified knife? Do you need a klisharis? Major machlokas rishonim. Rabbeinu Ephraim says it's the omission here and the contrast to Kabbalah proves that you do not need. And this relates to, some rishonim relate this to shchita ksher bazar. If ksher bazar, then you don't even need a knife. The problem is that we said earlier that isn't shchita makadesh. So the Brisker Rav says, you know what the machlokas is about? What's makadesh? Is the knife makadesh or is the maisa shchita makadesh? That's the machlokas. If you say it's the maisa shchita, that's makadesh. So then maybe if you don't, if a maisa shchita, even of a carbon, even with a chol and a chol kli, it's not holy, still will be makadesh. Because Mela, it is a carbon. But this is Rabbeinu Ephraim Shita. Tosfos does not like this. A couple of lines later, V'ef Shalom Arkein, you can't say this, because we learn out from, later on in the Masechta, Daf Tzadik Zayin, from the Akedah, V'yikach es ha-ma'acheles, de'ola tu'una kli. V'yafidim enil kulu, you learn out from the Akedah, they have to use a kli, which is a kli sharis, Tosfos says. And when so, this seems to be your Mekadesh, and the fact, when does it say that you could use a Kromish Shulkana, that means you made it into a kli sharis? Okay. You have to explain why the Mishnah doesn't say it. Tosfos tries to say it the last couple of skinny lines, why the Mishnah doesn't record it. If it requires klisharis, why it does not record it. But either way, that is a major machlokas right here in Tosfos. What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds middle shita. L'chadchila use a klisharis, but the other you don't need. Shalom, where does he get that one from? Right, putting all these gemaras together. The Rambam says, Kol asvachim maisa karbanis, dal zayin. Ein shokhtan otzon l'chadchila ela besakin mi klisharis. V'yim shachad b'chol davar sheshochten bochulin afilu b'kromish shalkana kisheirim. That's it. And what does the Radva say? After all, shchita in avoda. L'fichak sheir bizarim v'lo ba'ik klisharis la'akev. So he says, that's the reason for it. So where does he get the lachachila from? Does he hold like Tosas? Does he not hold like Tosas? That's the middle shita. The, just one other shita, fascinating. And again, we're gonna have to come back to this. The Ritvan, the Ran, and Chulin, Daf Gimel, quote another opinion. And that is an expanded klisharis view. You need a klisharis, but even though usual klisharis have to be metal, here you can even use a wooden klisharis. So, another middle opinion. It's a klisharis needed, but it can be an expanded definition of what a klisharis usually is. Okay, but either way, that's an important topic. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, V'nisti nami v'kibol domon v'klisharis masafon. So why doesn't it say that v'kibol domon with v'klisharis masafon in the first line? It only says it in the second case. It doesn't say that by the par and the sa'ir of Yom Kippur. It only says that by the par minus rafim, sa'ir minus rafim. Kivan, di'ika, asha mitzora, tekibo damo, biyadhu, shire. No, there's one karban that would be excluded because the asham of a mitzora, which a kohen catches with his hand, not with a klisharis, so that's why he left it out. He didn't want to go through the whole principle, if there's an exception. V'lo, is that really true? V'haktani lo l'kaman. We learn later on, Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzora, Shechitasan Batzafon, V'kibol Damon Bet'lisharaz Batzafon. When it says Ashamos later in the Perek, in the Asham Mishnah, it says Beferish, that you use a klisharis. So what do you mean? There you see it's not worried about the exclusion of the Asham Mitzora. So to here, why is it left out? So Gemara says, Mei karasavar kibol doma biyadu shari. Originally, the thought was that there is a full kabbalas dam only biyad by a mitzora. That's why I left it out. V'kivan delo sagi le ela bikli hadatanyi. But then later on, because there's also has to be kabbalas dam bikli, it mentions it later on as well. Detanya, as the Brisa says, V'lokach yocho bikli. You might think that he takes it only bikli. Tamalom Rabbanasan. We compare to the taking to the giving. Ma nesina ba'atmo shel kohen. Just like the nesina, the zrika has to be with the kohen's hand. Af lekicha ba'atmo shel kohen. So to the taking, the kabbalah has to be with the kohen's hand itself. Yochol af lemizbeach. And you might think even what's sprinkled on the mizbeach from this asham is also caught in the kohen's hand. Tabalomar ki kachatas ha'asham hu. Machatas te'una kli af asham ta'un kli. No, it also needs a kli. Nimseis ha'ta'omer, asham mitzora. What happens by asham mitzora? Shnei kohanim makablan es damo. You need two kohanim there to do the kabbalah. Echad biyad ve'echad bekli. One of each, Zesha Kiblo Bikli, Balo Eitzel Mizbeach, the one who caught it with a Kli goes to do the Zrika on the Mizbeach, Zesha Kiblo Biyad, Balo Eitzel Mitzorah. The one who caught it Biyad goes to the Mitzorah and sprinkles it on the Mitzorah. Big question, what's the order? What's the order? Which is first? So the discussion, the Sfasemis here, you can look. What happens, what should be done first? Who should catch first, the Yad or the Kli? Also a discussion in the Achronim, that Kabbalah Biyad, is it considered a Kabbalah? Legabe Hilchas Avoda? Meaning, what if there's a machsheves pigle during that catching, right? All the nafkaminas that we have of something is an avoda, does it need safon, right? All the avoda, there's a discussion in the Achronim whether that Kabbalah biyad is called a Kabbalah. Just to end with one thought, I saw, quote, not exactly connected, but I saw it written related to this, and that is, you see, this Kabbalah is going to take a little while. It's going to take a little while because you need Kabbalah for the Yad and Kabbalah for the Kli. So I saw B'Shem Rav Chaim Kenevsky in Tama Dekra in his Sefer and his little Diyukim. So he writes that in Parsha Sav, the second half of Parsha Sav, where it talks about the Avodah of Yemei Amiluim, so there's a Shalsheles on the Pasuk Vayishchat. On the word Vayishchat, there's a Shalsheles. So every time there's a Shalsheles, it's usually meaningful. By Lot, Vayismama, he didn't want to get out, he was delaying, so there's a Shalsheles there. Or by Yosef when he was running out, right? So what's the Vayishchat? So Chaim Kanievsky says, because this Shchita had to be a little lengthy, because he had to catch so much blood to sprinkle on all the Aaron and all the Kohanim, so that's why, just like here, you probably had a lengthy Shchita, because you had to get a lot of dam out. So there too, that's why there's a shalshelas there. Because that was a long shchita, because you had to get a lot of kabbalas adam in order to get out. You're right. We learned before that you're supposed to be mekabel all the dam, right? All the dam nefesh, not the dam tamsis, but all the dam nefesh. But that's what he's mayor on that shalshelas vayishchat in parshas Sa. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and tomorrow we continue with Ezel Makoman. And remember, tomorrow night is the summary review and highlights of the first four prakim. As the parsha will be regular, but on Wednesday night. Okay, we'll stop here.